This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Weekending February the 2nd. Ooh. You're right there, Suds.
Good, thank you.
Did you notice I did something new there?
Yes.
Well, I just thought I had to.
It's nice.
I met a couple of people this week who've listened to every single one. They've stopped me in the street.
Wow.
Not to threaten me.
Right. To be nice.
They weren't made, yeah, just to sort of say it was worth it. Mm. They did a lot during lockdown,
yep.
But it's just a filthy habit they haven't managed to kick.
Right.
The Woodman Gav, see you right there, Woodman.
That's a lovely description of the show, though,
what,
isn't it?
A filthy habit
that's really hard to kick.
A filthy little habit.
Oh, yeah, even better.
Stop that. It's a filthy little habit. Harry's here, little Simon's here. No big sigh. He's looking for snow somewhere.
Yeah.
By that, I don't mean, obviously, drugs.
No.
I mean, he's looking for snow.
He's in Morzine and he can't find any snow.
I said go higher.
Mm.
But there we go. On this week's podcast, we chat to Richard Hammond about my sticky knob.
Mm.
Plus, we've got your very latest macaque news. There was a macaque on the run all week, which was a superb soap opera, wasn't it? We really tapped into that narrative like no other radio show possibly could. I think that's what gives us our enduring popularity.
Yeah.
Sorry, our dwindling... No. Our enduring popularity. I really do, though. I think it's things like that.
Yeah.
The way we tap into the national vibe.
And great song choices.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Macaque song choices.
But great macaque song choices. We really tapped into it. And again, it became... We really made it our own, didn't we?
Sure.
I'm just making it easier for everyone giving us awards.
Mm. Sure.
To sort of, you know... Really
have reasons,
Put their finger on what we do. and Gav's got a Soviet inventor engineering an unorthodox entry into his heroic little slot. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Hey, guys, I went to Dusseldorf at the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yes, to the boat show.
Genius.
Was it?
Why?
Okay, because Germany's... Dusseldorf's 329 miles away. It takes 50 minutes in a plane, yeah?
Nice. Right.
Boom, you got your part. But I got an early flight, yeah? Heathrow, empty.
Boom.
Beautiful.
Boom, straight in. Literally, I was on... you know, you get that awful feeling sometimes, which is what I call an inkling.
Mm.
Inkling theory, when if you have time to think, well, that was all very fast, something's just gone wrong.
Yes.
Right.
Like, if you're on a plane, and you're going, oh, we got... Well, it's painless. If you even have time to have that thought, chances are the captain's going to go, still just waiting for clearance there. The ice this morning has led to a little bit.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of ice on the wings in the morning.
Yeah,
they had
a
special spraying machine, which they never used to have when I was a boy.
Mm.
But anyway, got to Dusseldorf, went to the boat show, biggest boat show in the world, nightmare.
Did you buy a boat?
Why?
Nightmare.
Why was it a nightmare?
Because I've got no sense of direction.
Right.
It's vast.
Oh, it's one of those
17 halls that are all identical, and they have all these great food trucks outside, but it was sunny and cold, and I was going in and out of hot buildings. And let me tell you, that is migraine territory.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
it is.
So I'm lucky to have my pills with me, but I'm a migraine sufferer. Mm. And if you're a migraine sufferer, you'll know you live in fear permanently. And I thought I was just, in fact, it was just wind getting in my eye with a bit of water.
Right.
But migraine sufferers will know that's enough to really make you panic.
The contrast in and out, the bright,
yes,
the dark,
in
the
and bright, out,
the
bright, dark,
yeah.
Really bright and sunny, and really sort of you know, neon light inside there, but really overheated
right on
halls.
That frequency that messes with you,
Anyway, met some great people there, loads of liars.
Really?
Oh, it's like a liar's convention.
Well, everyone pretending to be rich enough to buy that boat.
Everyone's there shopping for
things. Yeah, and other people are there just on, then there's the sort of parasitic guys.
Right.
I just sell corks.
Yeah.
What?
For boats. Well, corks and plungers,
Sure.
We're doing about 8 million quid worth a year, you liar.
Special marine-based shower curtains.
Well, we're specialists. Loads of cars being passed. Just one liar to another.
Right.
We should hook up and have a talk. Yeah, let's lie to each other.
Sell boat shoes.
I haven't got a boat
show.
And you haven't got a sail company.
No.
Let's meet up and chat.
We're not going to do business.
Yeah.
They have shoes and accessories and stuff as well.
I didn't bother that. But people just are lying also to get on stands. Because they just want to see like an Oyster 90, the finest boat that's just about there.
Yeah.
Huge sailing. People just want to get on it.
They want to get a viewing.
You're sort of thinking what they don't want is people who've got the cash not getting a look in.
Yeah, of course.
Just
They're queuing behind, all three of them. If they want queuing behind like a family from Dresden whose kids just want stickers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we left there. I was with my mate Jim, Gav's mate as well.
Yeah.
And we went to, so we got out of there.
Mm.
We'd seen all we wanted to see. We just wanted to look at very small boats.
Sure.
Essentially, we've got this vision of going 50-50 on quite a small sailing boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
But we didn't. But even we got, admittedly, we got caught lies. We found ourselves lying, all right?
Tell you so.
No, it's lies because...
Were you viewing big yachts that you had no intention of buying?
Yes. And getting brochures. But I tell you why. Because Jim got given a jacket from the Royal Yacht Club of Monaco.
Which is a serious yacht club,
which
obviously.
You can which you can only buy if you are a member. It's like an MCC tie.
Oh my goodness, was he like the
No, no, but he's going to stand, honestly, the treatment.
He must have been treated like
that. Like
King.
His poor mate. Yeah. This woman on this one stand, which was...
That's so funny.
Yeah, I won't say what it was. But anyway, most beautiful yachts. You'd have seen them in James Bond films. They're actually spirit yachts. They're made in Ipswich.
Right.
And they are they are incredible.
Unbelievable.
Bond has two of them out, 3 million each or something.
Right.
Anyway, but she just kept glancing at the badge and going, and obviously for you that's very good because UK tax has been paid. That could save you about $1.5 million.
It was an easy sale.
I was thinking, what? How come he's getting this? And I realise this. He goes, it's the jacket, John. but you find yourself just lying.
Tedious.
Wrap that up in the morning.
Nice.
Went to the hotel, which Jim booked, the Clayton Hotel.
Which you had concerns over. How was it?
Well, yes isn't in their vocab.
Oh, really?
Nothing's not a problem at the Clayton.
Everything's a problem.
Oh, we cannot do this. You know, this is not...
It's not 7 o'clock yet.
It's not 7 o'clock. No, there's no staff in the afternoons at the hotel. Why? Why? It's a weekend. Yeah, but in the afternoon.
No, I have to leave Liverpool, you see.
That's not an answer. Yeah, but it's the afternoon. There's loads of us here wanting a delicious beer and the best... ever wasabi nuts I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Okay, so the Clayton Hotel's chap. I think it's got a teriyaki restaurant in there. Mm. It's got rooms that are tiny and very hot.
Sure.
Which Jim booked.
Hot rooms.
We had twin beds. Yeah. Pushed together like a double bed.
Oh yeah.
It was like he is the loudest snorer I've ever known in my life.
Well,
like,
after you mean?
Well, that's what he complained in the morning. He said, you're snoring all night. I was thinking, you were snoring all night. I'm thinking, Christ alive.
You had a snorer.
It's such a shame none of us got to hear the two of us together. Yeah. But I sort of woke up and it's just really weird.
Did you wake up with a sort of...
No, because it was like literally an inch of my face. And it was just so loud. I was thinking, what is that? It's like a powder. Anyway, it's got the largest, Dusseldorf has the largest, so I blamed him for that.
Yeah.
But luckily, we had a few beers, so we crashed out pretty fast. Mm. It's got the largest Japanese population anywhere in Europe. This is due to some factories being opened in 1950s, steel and whatever.
Wow.
By some Japanese. So, incredible Japanese restaurants, like insane.
Wow.
Oh, really?
It's said to be the best ramen in Europe and all the sushi. It's just mad. If you walk in this area, I've been to Tokyo, you would think you were in Tokyo.
Wow.
Yeah, just entirely Japanese shopfront.
Sounds delicious.
It's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Then, you wander into the old town. We did, Bomber Command left some there.
Sure.
Right.
And it obviously did get a pasting there.
Yeah.
It breaks your heart, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it obviously was such a beautiful city, like so many of them. Mm. But you start to see there's like old building, new.
Yeah.
Rebuilt old building, especially as you take a wander down the Rhine, which is really worth doing.
Yeah.
Because I'd never seen the Rhine before. It's enormous.
Is it?
Right.
And really fast move. I've never seen move. I don't know rivers move like that.
Wow.
You see the Thames, it's kind of lazy.
Yeah.
It's like a lazy old Cockney headed off to Kent.
I always picture the Mississippi.
Headed off for a weekend at Canvey Sands. Yes.
As being really fast. I always picture it being really wide and really fast.
Well, this is really fast. And they have these barges going along there.
Mm.
They're like a mile long.
Are they?
You've got to have a beer, come out. It's the same barge, it hasn't gone. And it's moving at speed. Anyway, so we went to Schumacher Brewery, the brewery Schumacher. So they brew the beer in there.
Yeah.
But they've got this tremendous system we don't have in Britain because the Germans are just better at everything.
Yeah, go on.
And get this. The waiters who come round with the beer, and in Dusseldorf, they have Alte Bier, which means old beer.
Okay.
Whereas 20 miles away in Cologne, the reason they hate people from Cologne is because they have Kölsch New Beer.
Right.
Which is a light beer, and they hate it.
Okay.
And if you ask for it, they really are insulted.
They don't like
it's like
it.
Saying,
yeah, yeah.
I'm from Cologne.
Right.
Okay.
So there's only one beer in these breweries, in these beer houses, where they do delicious food. More on that in a second.
Mm.
But you sit there. Now, their system, which is genius, because they actually want you not to have to wait for a drink. They want you drinking.
You're kidding.
No.
They thought about that.
And you realise the only reason they offer it in pints is because it's going to be so long before you get another drink anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to take you about Whereas there, they just have these waiters walking around with these huge trays of beer that hold about, it's about a third of a pint.
Nice
amount. A nice glass, but it's sort of uneven amounts. It's just a glass. Those guys, they buy the beer from the barman.
They're agents.
Yeah, so if you knock them over and they've got and they've gone on the floor, they've got to now pay for all of that.
You are kidding.
I am not. So it's a really good job to have. So what they want is, they want as many, as soon as they see an empty glass, it's down.
They
Right, the system
it.
Is, and then they just put a mark on one of the beer mats.
Yes.
With biro. So then you just pay for how many marks are on your beer mat.
Yeah, yeah.
And so people try and, they do it in such a way that people literally want to work the whole way around. That's a prestige. You can leave after having like 40 beers.
Wow.
Between you, yeah.
Wow.
No, no, I'm not kidding. Since it's crazy. Although once you've broken your seal, it gets to be quite a rush.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, delicious food. I went for the three different varieties of sausages. Great German phrase, which is obviously they call Wurst. Great German expression. Everything has one end except the Wurst, the sausage, which has two. Anyway, so I had the three sausages with creamy mash and a little bit of sauerkraut with their mustard. Insane. Jim had the big meatball with a fried egg on top and just fried potatoes around it, which was crazy.
Wow.
And then this beer just keeps coming. And they only stop bringing it if you put your beer mat on top of the glass. And that's it.
That's the
sign. Otherwise, it's assumed you're in the pub to drink.
Yes.
And you don't want to waste time queuing at a bar. You know, a bar is for barmen.
That's so civilised.
That's what the guy told us. I think, God, that's wise. It's now time to thank our partner for this episode, NHS Talking Therapies. For anyone struggling to cope with feelings of depression, excessive worry, social anxiety, post-traumatic stress or obsessions and compulsions, seeking help through NHS Talking Therapies can be one of the best steps a person can take to overcome their mental health issues and get back on track. NHS Talking Therapies, delivered by trained clinicians, are a free, effective and confidential way to treat common mental health issues. They can be offered in several ways, including online, on the phone or in person. Your GP can refer you for NHS Talking Therapies, or you can refer yourself online, nhs.uk/talk. Thanks again to NHS Talking Therapies for supporting this podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Little Si, what were you doing in a dress? I saw these horrendous photographs.
They're quite harrowing viewing, aren't they?
It's the way he looks really like...
I know, he really loves it. He can tell he's enjoying it.
A really vile, curtain-twinching pensioner. But who are you meant to be, you and your missus? You're meant to be Ab Fab.
Meant to be Patsy from Ab Fab,
Now, if you're making the effort, like, if you have listened to the show last week...
Well, we all tried to talk you out of it.
No, I didn't. I mean, it's good to make the effort. I just said, you know, it's a real, might be a real bore. Now you're stuck in heels for the evening. But evidently, someone discovered himself, didn't they?
Did it go down?
Did you wear heels?
I didn't go in heels, actually.
What were you wearing on your feet? No, was it trainers?
No, just a pair of Oxford shoes.
A pair of gentlemen's shoes.
They're quite feminine, you know, looking anyway.
That's very odd.
You haven't got any high heel Oxfords.
Talk us through the outfit then.
So I went for a little black dress.
Yeah.
This is really odd.
From the charity shop. I got a zebra print jacket.
Okay.
Nice.
Now let him finish describing the outfit.
Was it from a charity shop?
Or did you buy it from an actual shop?
$4.99
I'd love to see you and Em going Archie off to a, I don't know, it's like Top Shop.
Well, her waiting for him to come out of the dressing room.
Yeah.
And show
looking
what a girl
bored.
Wants, what a girl needs.
As part of a montage.
Yeah.
Coming out of Bridget Jones together.
Brilliant.
And then a blonde beehive wig.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, it looked right. I looked quite good in a...
Did you get a sweaty head with the wig?
No.
Did it not get hot and uncomfortable?
No, I was fine. I was absolutely fine. What I did find, though, actually...
Yeah?
I had to stick with my wife, Em, because otherwise... Because we come as a pair. Otherwise, I just look like a man in sort of bad drag. Yeah, you know, walking around the bar.
I'm going to level with you, yeah? Even standing with your wife. That is...
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero.
Okay.
Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Today, utterly no exception. Yee-haw. He has got a Soviet inventor, engineering, an unorthodox entry. in his heroic little slot.
So we haven't had, Johnny, a crazy machine for a little while. The hero today is a man called Valerian Abakovsky. He's a Soviet engineer and a Soviet engineer and inventor. He lived from from 1895 to 1921. So he didn't live very long.
No, that's not long at all.
This is part crazy machine, part slightly Darwin Award, but it's not really. So anyway, he was a talented engineer. He worked as a chauffeur for Soviet officials to earn a living, but he was eventually able to design and build his aero wagon.
Now,
I'm going to show you what it is in a second. It's described as a, quote, high-speed rail car. So what it was is a single...
Gav, is this where REO Speedwagon comes from?
Well, I hope so. I hadn't thought of that.
I haven't thought of it either. I'm just thinking of it now because how's it spelled?
Well, A-E-R-O and then wagon.
That's not quite...
There's no speed bit.
I know, but this REO Speedwagon could be a translation of it.
Oh, my God. I like the idea. So it was a single rail car, just two axles, four wheels. The front of the rail car tapers together, a bit like the front of a boat hull, for streamlining. It's got windows down either side and an aircraft engine at the front with a huge propeller. There's a picture of it there. Huge propeller. And basically...
Was it loud?
It's just on its own. So it just drives itself. There's no other train carriages connecting
to it. It's genius.
It is actually. I really like it.
I really like
it. It's really clever.
So what Gav's showing me is just a railway carriage with a big propeller on the back.
Yeah, exactly. On the front.
On the front.
It's a tractor. It pulls it along. It doesn't push it.
Sorry. But you could have the other way around.
You could, yes. So at the front, the large propeller, it was capable of 87 miles an hour in 1921.
Wow!
On the 24th of July, 1921, Valerian and 21 other passengers, this was an international group of different union delegates from around the world.
They're communists.
Yes.
Like us, Gav.
They rode the aero wagon from Moscow to Tula, which is about 120 miles south of Moscow, to inspect a factory nearby. And on their return journey, the aero wagon got a little too fast for a bend, and it derailed, killing seven of the passengers, including Valerian himself. His own machine was the end of him.
Hoisted by his own speedwagon.
I don't know which way to go with this. I mean, it's a bit...
Whole project was shelved after that. Normally brought the subject
But
up.
Also, I'd quite like to see these things on the railway.
Yeah, I would.
They look amazing.
It really annoys me sometimes that, if you go and look at a train track outside London, there's nothing comes down.
No. It's
for
like a
hours.
No, it's like a bus lane.
No, for hours. You think just stick another track there that civilians can just use.
At least can I see two cowboys pumping one of those handle ones up and down so you can get
home.
Are
they hard work?
I don't know. They look like a lot of arm work.
83936. Are those things hard work? Do you know, Gav? Let's salute
the inventor of the aero wagon, Valerian Abakovsky.
Valerian Abakovsky. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7, fine. We salute you.
Radio X.
There is an Arctic monkey, one of the Japanese monkeys. It's on the loose at the moment.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
macaque.
Yeah.
So school children were told not to go out alone.
Right.
In a village in the Scottish Highland yesterday.
It's like the beginning of a Hammer movie.
Yeah, it is. Over fears of attack.
Yeah.
From an escaped macaque.
Japanese macaque, yeah.
A heat-seeking drone failed to find the Japanese macaque.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got some kind of jacket that hides its body heat or something.
Yeah, it must have. Or do you know what it's done, Gav?
What?
It's rolled in mud, isn't it?
Yes, like it has. Just like Arnie did in Predator.
He sees us.
And it's just his eyeballs.
For him, he's on the planet of the Predators. It's his planet, not ours, because the more you go on in life, the more you realise humans blatantly aren't from here.
God.
There was a sighting this morning.
Was there?
Yes.
What?
Spotted nicking nuts from a bird feeder.
Oh, no,
this
don't.
This morning.
Bless his little heart.
I know.
Until he savages a child.
Yeah. Also, you get rats from those bird feeders.
Oh, he was just seen eating this kid's brains.
Oh.
After he bit his eyes out.
Okay. I'm saying that's what will turn people against him, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen, is it? He'll forage.
Monkey makes off with school kid's arm.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a lovely story.
Side of the road holding an arm. Still with a blazer on.
Don't touch the macaque.
I'm talking about this really. Apologies in advance. That was too much, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Was that too much?
But children are being advised not to approach, so...
Right, OK, yeah. So...
There might be...
So does that mean I can take back my apology? Yes. Children, be the last thing... Yes, yeah, I got it. The last thing we want to see is a monkey sitting by the road...
Exactly.
...surrounded by a police marksman saying, put... And they're going, put down, Pete Dane, the child's arm! Or we will fire!
We will be forced
just sitting there, just
to
going,
open fire! Well, he's eating it like a corn on the cob.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just...
Eat it, Gav. Eating it exactly like
that. Sure. All nibbly.
Yeah. Keepers deployed a drone with heat-seeking technology in an effort to track down the animal, which has fled its home after getting into a... Oh, it got into a fight.
They had a falling out, did they? Yeah.
No, with one of the keepers.
Right.
No, it wasn't. Oh, he had a fight up there.
Yeah.
He's miles from Japan.
He's looking for a girlfriend.
Doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Mm.
He's got into a fight, feels unpopular with the other macaques.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone out into Scotland, found some nuts. He must feel so lonely and just thinking, what the hell are the weird humans?
It's like monkey first blood, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I
it
just
really
say
is.
To you, he must be looking out and thinking, who are these big, weird
monkeys,
humans, monkey people. Yeah. If I say, if that's how you feel, come get yourself down to England.
Yeah.
We're not all like that. One parent of a child at Alvey Primary School said safety measures had been implemented after the monkey was sighted in its grounds. And do you know why? Because they're little humans.
Yes.
Sure. He's looking for mates.
Yes,
he's looking
for other
his little pals.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably thinks they're little macaques. Aren't they? Probably thinking they're sort of, they'll understand me.
Mm.
Not like those big ones. So he's looking for his own kind. And they're probably the ones that are the most friendly when he's seen them outside his cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, imagine if he's looking for one in particular.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's really what it's about, because there's one he thought he just had a connection with.
Yeah.
Sure.
He gets me.
Could see it in his eyes.
Kids weren't allowed to play in small groups.
Right, right.
Don't play into his hands. He'll savage a lot of you.
X Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Stevie Kasabian right here on Radio X. He's been watching too much TV. Perhaps one of the things that sent him crazy is Richard Hammond.
Hello.
Probably.
Hello. Thank you.
You made it to number 8 in the Broadcast 100 hot list.
Well, when?
Bill Oddie was 4.
What an opener. You floored him. He's taken his glasses off.
When was this?
I don't know, but I've got down here. You are a car lover, a helicopter pilot, one-time president of the Herefordshire County Fair.
Now, that is true.
You got taken off doing local radios for doing too many innuendos.
Yeah.
Nice. You've now got an entire TV show dedicated to nuts, knobs and dipsticks.
Right.
You are Richard Hammond. So you've got the current series 4 of your Richard Hammond's Workshop.
Yes.
For those who haven't seen it, just tell us a bit about the show, because it's on Discovery Plus. Some people might not have that. Explain how to get it and what we get.
Well, essentially, a couple of years ago, guy Neil, who used to do all of my cars, Neil had restored several for me. He was losing his workshop. I said, mate, you've got to carry on. Set up another workshop with him working in it, and then thought that might make a TV show.
Right.
And Discovery Plus said, yes, you're right. So they commissioned it. So then it became a TV show, which means I got carried away. And I've spent way too much money on the workshop, but it is a real business. So Neil, his son Anthony, Sophie.
Is it a real business or is it a TV business?
It is a real business.
But it's not like sort of a fake, like Clarkson's Farm, ha ha ha. No, I'm just, whoa. I mean, no, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I said to Clarkson, what he should do is he should definitely open up Diddly Slots Casino. Literally, get some...
How many times did you tell him that brilliant idea?
Diddly Slots Farm and Casino.
Yes, I've got it.
I'd like to see a sign saying Farm and Casino.
Yeah.
I just wanted to run the planning commission.
I too would hang my entire financial future on a weak piece of wordplay. it's an excellent thought.
Well, he's done it with Diddly Squat.
To be fair, it's worked.
Italy, yeah. Touché, John. Yeah, go on.
It is a real business, yes. You know Kamla.
Yes.
She shouts at me a lot.
Yeah. She's both our accounts. That's how we know each other.
She knows.
Richard and I have the same company account.
She knows everything.
And it turns out we pay her exactly the same.
Yeah, we had that discussion.
Just made Richard think, maybe.
We have a little chat.
Maybe we have a little bit of chat. Because yeah, she's been telling me, the only reason I hold it up, because her rate up, is because she told me you were paying her more.
Well, see, this is an insight into both of our mentalities. Your first thought when she said, you both pay me the same, you thought, oh, maybe I could pay her a bit more, so I'd pay more than Hammond.
Yeah.
My first thought was to look at you and think, mate, we could both pay her a bit less.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And, that says a lot. Yeah, that's squeezer.
I don't come out of that well.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No.
But that's really good. Never be the hero of your own stories. Always make me the hero. So, for those of us, tell us about the show then. What do we see when we see the show?
The adventures of the workshop as I try and make it work.
How many workers have you got there?
Now, on the floor, three.
Okay.
Because we were down from four, but I need that to go back up again because I don't have enough.
I'm quite a good mechanic, incidentally.
I very much doubt that.
No, I am. I come from an automotive family. You forget how qualified I am for this.
So other people in your family?
I've worked on motors.
My mother's very good at giving birth, but I really couldn't claim to be able to do it.
Okay, for instance, I've taken out the gearbox on a Triumph Herald to put a new middle of the clutch in.
Yeah. Did you reassemble it?
Yes, I reassembled it and it worked. Fine.
Did it work afterwards?
Yeah. I tell you something, if you are doing that using a Haynes manual, because I just give you a piece of advice.
What?
The exhaust is bracketed to the gearbox
cover, which
they don't tell you in the Haynes manual. And you can rip out an entire exhaust system. It's not because the gearbox cover's being stubborn.
Yeah.
That's attached somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, on the minute off chance, dear listener, that applies to you in any way whatsoever, let us know. I've got to hear.
No, wait a second.
We get a lot of Triumph Herald listeners.
We've got a 4-7 thing Triumph Herald Owners Club. That's why I say it. We've all got them. It's like, literally, there's 60 listeners who've got Triumph Heralds. We meet
There's only 60 Triumph Heralds in existence. The rest of rusted. I can hear them hissing.
They call themselves the Turning Circle.
What are the most? Yeah, the smaller Turning Circle than London Taxi.
Better than a London Taxi.
What? This is more dweeby than my friends.
Look, you're getting dweeb envy.
This is not the stuff you share.
Hamster,
yes,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What are you particularly proud of that your workshop's worked on? What are some of the crowning achievements?
We did a rather fine Delahaye, which was very, very handsome. We stored it. It was originally commissioned by Louis Chiron, who was the Bugatti driver.
And, yeah.
Oh, he was quite the chap.
Yeah.
Before he was a racing driver, he was paid as a professional dancer.
Oh,
was
my
he?
God.
I would escort
what
you
a CV.
But professional dancer and racing driver.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
That's great.
I bet he was a devil with the ladies.
He was
he's got it all covered.
Johnny.
I also dance.
Don't you know? Professionally.
No, but really.
We used to play business card bingo.
Yeah.
A business card poker, rather.
Yeah.
When I was travelling a lot with
work. Yeah.
And if you met somebody with a cool business card, you'd hang on to it. And
then brilliant.
Put them down. That would have won. I had one for a while. I was on an Airbus A380 doing a film about it. And sitting flying, it was this sort of silver fox chap. Hello, come on board. Yeah. It's a nice day today. I don't have an immersion suit on, so I know it's going to go all right. And he handed me his card. And it said, his card was Chief Experimental Test Pilot.
Airbus. What?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Come on.
Oh, Chief Experimental. Hey, I think I've seen him on.
Chief
or maybe
Experimental
I've seen,
Test Pilot.
What have I seen him on? Maybe you. No, no. What? I've seen that guy.
Cool, that.
Anyway,
We digressed. And you got
when,
lost.
When you got
saw,
no, it's
I
fine.
I saw it leave your face.
I can bring it back. When you, how much do you restore cars? How bad can it get?
We do everything, Johnny. From just if you've backed into a bollard in the supermarket car park to if it's incredibly valuable and needs rebuilding from the ground up.
Okay.
Those are the jobs we love.
Okay,
you could build a whole car.
Okay,
I need a car to start with.
In a second, I'm going to tell you about what problem I need you to help me with.
Okay, then we're going to negotiate.
I can. The only clue I'm going to give you is I've got a sticky knob.
Right,
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Oh, it's the great sound there. Noel Gallagher with his High Flying Birds. From High Flying Birds to, I suppose, fast moving cars.
Oh.
Richard Hammond's here, ladies and gentlemen. Richard, I want you to help. Here's the deal, right? The reason I say I need helping with sticky knobs. I've got a 22-year-old Maserati. It's only done 15,000 miles.
So is that 3,200?
3,200 GT with the hockey stick rear lights.
Yes, yes.
It's the only car I've ever fallen in love
hockey
with.
Hockey stick rear lights?
But,
specifically?
Yeah, no, but
yes, I do. I know the car.
You know the car, right. Yes. So it's the only car I've ever loved.
Yes.
I just, you know, when you get that, well, you probably get it a lot. I've had it once, that Mr. Toad moment of meep, meep as it goes past.
Actually, it was
what
poop,
is that?
Poop.
And it's no. Poop, poop. Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
It
right.
was, yeah.
Anyway,
accuracy.
Yes, sorry. Attention to detail, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Anyway, but all the knobs in it, everything, the housing around the steering wheel, they've gone, that rubber thing where it goes all sticky.
Oh, right, yes. Okay.
It's beginning to perish.
It's perishing,
perish.
Yeah. No, but it's horrible. Now, all the air...
Have you kept it in a canal? What have you done? Why is it
no,
gone
no,
like?
I gather... I spoke to them at a Ferrari garage near me, Macari's. Mm. They're really used to this. It can happen on Ferraris that are like 3 years old. It's all
yeah,
common
problem. Yeah, the dashboard can delaminate.
Yeah, yes,
so
yes.
It separates off. Mm. Is it a convoidable?
No, it's not. No. They didn't do a convertible of the 3.2. That was the 4.2. The next one they did.
Not with the hockey stick.
No,
hockey
not with the hockey stick.
Listen, Richard. But
Richard, do you know what to do with that?
I'm going to lie and say yes. No, but I can find out.
You must have a man.
That's fairly specialist.
It is.
How do you solve my sticky knob on my, I can't remember the year, Maserati?
2001.
It'll be... is it rubberized material?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's on all the air conditioned buttons.
I think you might need new knobs, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can restore those. I mean, by the way, restoration is what we should all be doing because that's make, do and mend. And that's very much of the moment.
Yeah, right. Especially on a V8 with these kind of emissions.
Yeah, but it's carbon footprint.
Yes.
It's way in the past. How many miles a year do you do in it?
I've done 15,000 since I've owned it in 25 years, 23
well,
years.
If you use a classic car whose carbon footprint is in the past and you do about 1,000 miles a year, its annual carbon footprint is half that of your mobile phone.
Boom!
Hey. Wow!
Have that, Sadiq!
Some stats.
Have that, Sadiq Khan! Suck it up!
It's true!
I know, but he wants it, for some reason, he wants cars moving as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Which defies what I call the crop dusting theory of when you break wind, you should move fast and waft. But rather than all stay in a...
Yes, in a space.
You had me at crop dusting, John.
I got it. I was momentarily bewildered.
You got it. Anyway, the point is, it'd be really nice to cure this thing with buttons because it's so irritating. And also, because it was left in the sun for a while, some of the leather trim from the pillars is a bit baggy and flappy. I know you've got a good interiors guy.
I'm going to lie and say, yeah, we have access to good trim, guys.
We've got access. Okay, we've got access.
You need a specialist.
Yeah, okay, but you can get it. We can get a specialist.
We need to have a look.
Okay.
Is this the car that's quite...
Why did you say that? We need to have a look. No, but why did you suddenly change character? Like, because we're talking about interiors. Yeah, go on, carry on.
I didn't do
it. Slightly.
Right, okay. Bring it down to the smallest cog, which is on the Rotherwell Estate in Hereford.
Okay, brilliant.
Plug. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
because Kamla's going to... If I don't... Bring it along, we'll have a look.
Okay.
And then we'll... Did I do it then?
Defo.
Like a bedside manner you've got there. It's like a doctor's manner there.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was swollen.
Pop your keys on the desk and we'll have a look.
It'll clear up.
Pop your car keys in the hat with the others. Yeah. Richard.
Is that pampas grass on the lawn?
Richard. The nice thing is I do go to Hereford quite a bit to see a few of the lads because I was in territory, 23rd SAS.
Yes.
I shouldn't really say this,
but
I go down there quite a bit
to
see the lads. Yeah,
comes in, but then definitely.
So I can pop by and you can sort this out or help me sort it out.
Yes, we can have a cup of tea whilst looking at it.
Okay. In the interim.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a most filthy word, doesn't it?
Interim.
The interim.
Right, in the interim.
Yeah, in the interim. Don't, because that's why you got thrown off local radio.
It was because I did a piece on the Hammond Organ Appreciation Society.
All right, okay.
Wait a second. Yes.
You can imagine how that
works.
Really? Is this your organ?
Now.
Yes, it is.
Now I see
why. I use both hands. Oh, do you? And I'm going to do it again now.
No, don't do it again.
He's out of control. He's gone wild.
In the interim, can you see if you can find specialists so that by the time I pull up at your workshop, we've got someone. It's not just us having the same conversation. Like, you're going to need a specialist there, John.
I'm now seeing what kind of customer this guy was.
Oh, no, he's not going to be easy. And
no,
also, he's very demanding.
No, but the man over there is saying, shut up.
Listen, he's going to put a white glove on and go through all the work.
I'm just saying, but let's get a specialist there just to make mean we're one step further than this.
Right, and can I also say, we didn't put that dent in it.
No,
I was there when it arrived.
Okay, take photographs.
Okay, Richard Hammond's workshop is on Discovery Plus now. I saw one the other night with Kamla.
Yeah.
It was absolutely superb. No, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I suddenly thought...
It's very honest.
Well,
it's
yeah, it's what made me call you up and say I'd like to try my car on this.
Well,
it's
do
what
it.
Made me call Kamala up. And she says, well, you know Richard, approach him directly. I said, that feels like it's breaking some broadcasting regulation. No, the things I'm going to say to him.
Oh, okay, yeah, and they are.
And anyway, you can watch Richard Hammond's workshop. It's on Discovery Plus now. It's a bash good show. Richard, we didn't get time to ask about electric cars or the final episode of the Grand Tour in Zimbabwe. You must be very sad that's coming to an end. We'll talk about that when I see you next time.
Yeah, let's assume we've covered all that. It was good, wasn't it?
It was great, absolutely great.
Fantastic.
Richard Hammond, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Dr. Sunna Templeton, what is the latest on the macaque? Macaque. Return of macaque. Well, he hasn't come back yet, Harry.
Not yet.
But we
but we can't
we
wait.
Pray for the return of macaque.
Oh. Whatever I did, I didn't mean it.
I just want you back for good. One macaque. One macaque. One macaque for good. Okay, that's fine.
So there's been another sighting.
Oh.
Yeah, go on.
And starving.
Where was he yesterday? Where's the other sighting so far?
So yesterday we had a sighting that was in, he was stealing nuts from someone's garden.
This right. is a macaque that's escaped from a Highland safari, a wildlife park.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
Japanese macaque.
He raided a...
Japanese macaques who doesn't mind the cold.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Snow macaques are also
yes, it's like an Arctic monkey. Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, so now, Starve Think, it's working its way back to its home. It's been spotted 300 metres from... the entrance to the wildlife park. Hit the
road, yeah. No, that's working. My... No, no, no. I've gone with. I've been working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside.
Now they've been using the zookeepers have been using drones, and they have spotted him. In fact, they tracked him for 45 minutes yesterday, but wow. he wasn't in a position that they could safely retrieve him.
Yeah,
they could just watch him.
But he would be I mean, if they did use a, they've got a drone that could snatch a monkey. We had a flying.
I thought for a second you meant they were going.
The footage shows
like R2-D2
roaming about underneath trees and sitting in the undergrowth, having a little look around before loping off.
He's gathering intel for his other friends. He's going to break out of there.
Okay, all I'm worried about is that, and this is where I feel for the little chap, is he'd had an argument there and they'd had a fight at the wildlife park.
Mm. Yeah.
What I worry about is it's like when you have one of those arguments in a car or restaurant and you storm off.
Yeah.
And now he's sort of thinking, oh, but if I go back there, I'm really going to have to have my tail between my legs.
Yeah, just to get some food.
Yes, if I go back now. And you know, we all, but that's quite, it's obviously quite an animal thing. I mean, we can relate to monkeys. They can't relate to us in the same way. But some of those, those, you know, those kind of chemical arguments you have that get a bit, you know, you can see that hormone that's released in you that says, right, I'm going to go then.
I'm going to slam that door.
I'm going to slam the door slam hormone, whatever that is. That strikes me.
And you've got to think it through afterwards.
That strikes me as monkey business. Yeah. So, you know, he's there and he's sitting. What they're seeing on drones is a monkey regretting it.
Yes.
Yeah. He stormed
and then
off.
Like, and he's, oh, how am I going to get back in here without looking like an idiot?
Yeah.
Very difficult to gauge macaque regrets.
Sorry, since why did you do that face? Like you were.
I'm just thinking, I'm putting myself in the mind of a monkey.
So you think the macaque is sitting there and he's going, what?
How am I going to get back in here without looking like
They should hire idiot. Sunta like they do in the FBI that can do that profiling where they get into the mind of the, the fugitive.
Sunta to get me Templeton.
Get me Templeton. She'll get in this monkey's mind.
We can't work out what this monkey's thinking, but she will. Don't worry, there's an expert. I heard her on the radio. I just wonder if he goes back in there, if you're all listening, if the other macaques are listening, make it easy for him.
Yeah, don't make him feel too stupid.
Do you know who's going to win this one? The first one to apologise.
Definitely. And set a place for him at the table.
But that macaque, he's... Yes.
He's too proud for now.
Also, that macaque's going to come back with some stories, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is, yeah. He'll be the coolest macaque in the yard.
No, not stories, man. Stories, macaque.
Macaque? Stories, macaque?
Listen to me, macaque. Do you think that's what monkeys do?
Seen some things.
No, but at the end of sentences, like I'm a man, I say to Gav, hey, man.
Yeah.
So they go, hey, macaque. I'm not saying that, macaque. What are you saying, macaque?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
So as I'm coming into work today, I hear a busker, no offence. Well, it's going to cause some if you're listening, but you're probably out there annoying people.
Yeah.
Outside Burger King. Singing the worst version of Champagne Supernova I've ever heard.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But it was that ukulele girl voice.
Oh, no.
Champagne Supernova in the sky.
It's in advertising circles, I think it's described as the naive style.
Is it?
Yeah.
Someday you will find me. It's awful.
Dreadful.
Cut beneath.
Stop it. No. I mean, when they do Ed Sheeran tunes as well, it's really grating.
Oh, man,
it's really
awful.
Grating, yeah.
It's awful. You can feel yourself moving towards the singer with a pillow
as they
sleep.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Wondering if they'll make the same sound as the life leaves them.
Ebbs dark? From the body.
It was a bit dark, wasn't it?
Dark.
Okay, well, and the only reason I say it is because Scotland Yard has apologised to a Christian busker. Yeah.
Really?
Just putting it out there. Yeah,
that's not a name. That's
well, no. But it's, isn't that just a church choir?
Yeah, it is.
Singing at the end, they get the begging bowls.
Right?
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
They get the begging bowls out.
They do. It's someone doing carols on your doorstep.
Right. Yeah. And then they come around.
It's a Christian busker. Mm. Yeah.
But also, even in church, at the end, they get the collection plate.
The plate
out.
Comes
that doesn't
around,
go
yeah.
to the choir.
I know, but that's for the show.
It is for the. It's after the singing.
It's a Christian busker though.
During the singing.
I bet they get sandwiches
you're right.
out of it.
Churches are basically busking.
It's a
busk.
It's the busking centre. Yeah.
Indoor buskers.
Yes.
I used to sing in a lot of churches, and
Did you?
Never saw a penny.
What, Satanist songs?
No, she used to break in.
No, I was in a choir.
And dance around singing as she broke the windows.
I was in the Weniston Girls Choir.
Why did you just say girls?
Weniston Girls?
Because
which
they
choir?
Were...
Which choir? Weniston Girls.
Kind of a big deal, actually.
Wow.
Next up in the competition, would you please welcome singing...
Not as a big deal as the Weniston Boys Choir. They sang at the Vatican.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
my brother was in there.
That's the home of the game.
That's like Wembley. That's like the Wembley of Christianity.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scotland Yard has apologised to a Christian busker.
Yeah.
After a special constable. They're not paid.
Oh, that's one of the volunteer ones.
Yeah, they're not paid. They just wanted to get involved.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
They want all the perks. And what the other thing about special constables is what they really rely on is lots of people won't know they're a special constable. They think they're a real one.
Yes, there's a bit of faith there, isn't there?
Yeah. There's an element of impersonating a police officer, isn't there?
There's a bit of Walter Mitty going on there.
Really,
yeah.
There definitely is.
And also the classic word, the busies. I mean, that's busy about it, isn't
it? It's a fine line, isn't it? Not as much between those community support officers.
Yeah.
Where you're not sure whether they're supporting the police.
Or
the community, yeah, right.
And that is what they're relying on.
Yes, that lack of knowledge. Yeah.
In terms of not
they're middle manning, aren't they?
And the answer is neither.
Yes, themselves.
Yes, right. They may as well just be Olympic volunteers. Remember that lot? Anyway, the police investigated and reviewed. They'll tell you that you've got to wait till a policeman gets here.
Yeah.
I can't do it now. I've got... But you look like a policeman.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, it's the... Yeah,
so
like
I have
a,
the ability like to tell duck, you to wait for the policeman.
Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a duck.
Right.
How does the community support policemen disprove that theory?
Yeah, right.
Any tourist can be thinking, well, they've got to be. Sorry, we can't. We've got to. Anyway, the police investigated and reviewed more than 40 minutes of body camera footage after an interaction between Harmony London, a gospel singer who's got 300,000 Instagram followers, and a volunteer officer in reports. In a video posted to the singer's Instagram page, the officer was seen telling London, "No, miss, you're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds."
What?
He made up law.
What?
Just made that up, yeah.
Sorry. No, but it probably sounded dreadful. I mean, what I'd like to say is, yeah,
use outside of church grounds to make it sound all official.
No, I know, yeah, outside of church grounds. Sorry, you're being under arrest for the use of church songs in a manner that suggests you're something to do with the church outside church grounds. But the point is, same rule applies to the girl outside. She shouldn't be allowed to sing Oasis outside Radio X.
Absolutely right.
Right, same thing, same deal.
That's the rules.
No, it's not the rules, Kev. That's the whole point. That's why the Met had to apologise. But next time I come past, I'm going to try and pull the same one. I can tell you that.
Definitely.
And if the Met have to apologise, so be it. X.
Trying to juggle work and family. There's more government support than you might think, such as 30 hours with a childminder or nursery, tax-free childcare worth up to £2,000, or universal credit childcare for working families. Get help that fits your family. Search childcare choices to find out more. Eligibility criteria apply. Offers may vary across the UK.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Make Sunta sing now, says Mark in Wolverhampton.
Nope.
Did you ever do solos? Were you one of the...
No,
sorry, we're just looking at Sunta's career as a chorister.
Mm.
Did you...
Always in choirs.
Really?
As a child, I
was... As a child, what did you...
I was
choir.
In a choir.
And what did you like about it?
Singing.
No, did you like the
and a lot of travelling. We went all over. We
you
sang
went on
in
tour.
Budapest.
On tour.
We went on tour. I sang in Budapest. France.
Budapest
well,
is
in Germany.
Wrong, Budapest in Hungary.
Hey.
If they're telling you France, hey.
Did you have tour T-shirts? Did you have like Budapest on the back?
Sold out.
We had choir T-shirts.
Full congregation. Full congregation.
King Tut's Wawa Hut, Glasgow.
Yeah. Full congregation.
We had cute little outfits.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. What did you? Did you ever get the choir leader medal?
I was not very good. So no, I didn't have any solos.
You're more of a squad player. Yeah.
I was a team player.
Right.
Were you ever one of the people, you know, when they're trying to isolate the child who is out of tune? And they're going, just stop over there.
Yeah, keep just on hold on.
Sunta, stop.
You
now start again. Okay. Okay, okay. Now we know what's going on. What would you say? What was your favourite? As in the choir.
To sing?
It? Yes. No, to dance. Yes, to sing. Go on. Sorry.
Did Bridge Over Troubled Water? I remember that.
Oh, Matt. Do you know what? Weirdly, I was listening to one of Chopin's etudes, number 10.
Yeah.
And I think it is. And it's got that dun, 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 dun. Ah. Yeah, I was really sad. I suddenly thought, oh my God, Paul Simon just nicked a bit of that.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
We did...
No, I'm talking about Christian music that you've loved.
Oh, all the...
Don't try and avoid it.
Well, we just used to do a lot of carols around Christmas. We've been doing the...
Yeah.
Okay, but if you're out there busking, Sunts, I'm trying to make this, you know, trying to get something out of this.
Right.
Work with me.
I'm trying.
We've heard about this busker. If you were outside of church and you really were, and you were really going to lay on, you and the choir were going to really lay something on people, like your best one, to earn money.
A showstopper.
For yourself.
You're going to go Jerusalem, aren't you?
That's a good, yeah, that's good a shout. Very
that's,
good
a, that's a showstopper.
Okay, that's in at number one. What's number two?
Goodness.
What do you think? What really used to...
Christmas
hard not to
time.
Think of Christmas.
No, not Christmas. Not you're not allowed Christmas or Jerusalem. Come on, what's a good anthem that you...
I can't remember any of others.
Did you ever do any Latin numbers?
No. Oh, we did a Carmen Burana.
Carmina Burana.
Well, you did Carl Orff.
Yeah, we did that.
You did that. Christ alive.
Wow. Then we that's were more like it.
Chilling.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Wow, they let you do that.
That's rare. It's really.
No, but that's that, for me.
It's a
that's
different
always,
kind of church.
That's a very different sort of church.
Yeah, yeah. Or darkness there.
Very, very different.
Red-eyed statues and things.
Yeah.
Ghost hunts.
Imagine
Suns. How old were you at this time?
Probably about 12, 13.
Suns at 12 singing this. No, bunch of 12-year-olds singing this. That's hilarious.
No. Part of a much bigger production. They brought choirs in from all around Europe.
Were you forbidden from bouncing here, doing a bounce, going...
Oh, I've just been corrected by my friend
well,
Tom,
like a
who
Poznan.
Says it was Carmina Burana in Bordeaux, not in Budapest.
Okay, okay yeah, remember. But still, same
they
song.
They wouldn't have
yeah,
let
yeah,
you take this to East Europe. too much evil there. But did you bounce during this bit? You're going,
terrifying, isn't it?
Absolutely terrifying. Really what do you think of you lot, age 12? On your way to Budapest.
It's a Suffolk
singing
thing,
oh,
isn't
no,
it?
Oh, no, you weren't. It's it is, yeah, yeah. Thing. At that point, you sparked up the green man.
No! Oh, no!
God, no!
Oh,
Christ,
God, no!
Christ,
no! For the love of God, no!
Just sent to a load of 12-year-old staring looking like some creepy dolls.
All choirs
well,
take a wicker
well,
man with
sparked
them, right?
Sparked a wicker man up.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
I once went to Olympia in Greece. It was superb.
Yeah.
Because it's vast and lots of rubble, but there is no wonder of the world. One of the wonders of the world was once there, so the Zeus.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Right. It's just rubble.
Yes, but you can see where it would have been and the size of his feet because they've got a mock-up.
Oh, have they?
Of his
and
foot.
Was it huge?
Yeah, massive.
Wow.
One would assume if it was there.
Yeah.
But then your imagination is what you're wondering at. But you can also do, there's a start line and a finish line where the actual running race was.
Mm.
So you can run it. It's
wow,
about 228 yards, some weird measurements right, that you yeah, sort yeah, of work out. Maybe that was like 300 yards, but they weren't as big as me.
Well, you were doing it in, what was it,
yes,
nine strides, wasn't it? All the tourists were staring at you.
It was like
yeah,
Colossus.
Yeah.
There was a new Colossus in town. One of the other ones as well. But I've also been to Minos.
Yeah.
In Crete,
mm,
which is completely restored. And they've decorated. They say, this is the actual statue of King Minos. And you think, I want to see where the Minotaur was.
And the labyrinth.
Oh, we don't know
that,
where
yeah,
that was. They go, well, that's the sort of main bit, isn't it?
Yeah, right. It's the whole thing.
And they've got the first road ever in Europe there.
Right.
And it's all like brand new.
Has it got parking and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, you can
parking
use it.
Meters,
yeah, yeah, use it for drag racing. Use it for local kids. Anyway, it's a real anti-climax.
Right.
Good for kids. The kids loved it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But they thought it was like ancient and
yeah,
it's not.
It's not.
Now I spoke to friends of mine who ever seen the pyramids. Say so it's just you know it's not much really. That's it. It's quite hot.
It's right near the town and it's
right near
yeah,
the town. You mean Cairo?
Right.
Yeah.
And you can see it from the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what someone said
yeah,
yesterday. But Sons, have you seen anything that's meant to be?
I went to Pompeii.
What's that like? Because that's amazing, right?
Well...
Who were they playing?
Okay, yeah, go
the
on.
The thing is, it's quite... It's big. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you've done 10 minutes of looking at ash-covered
yeah,
buildings...
yeah, you've done them, yeah.
But, yeah.
There's nothing new.
You see, I went to the oldest... In Crete, they've also got the oldest evidence of a settlement in Europe.
Right.
Right. And is it just a mound on the ground?
No,
or
it's just like this would have been a hearth,
right?
Isn't it? These were hearths.
Don't get me wrong; you do feel like wow,
it's
this was a bad
there's
vibe.
There's only so
here,
much interest you can have with five bricks
yeah, yeah,
everywhere. The little walls are about a foot high.
Right, exactly.
It's like
exactly.
Five bricks.
Okay, I spoke to Nicholas Spark, the writer.
Yeah.
Now he went. This was years ago. Now he went on one of these tours that takes you round the surviving wonders of the world
okay,
yeah,
in a week.
Wow.
In like a private
one
jet,
week.
Yeah, yeah. Just goes, ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Amazing.
Do you know what he said?
What?
He says it's only good so you can say you can done it and you can enter into a conversation about
right,
it.
Right.
It was a waste of time.
Was
really?
It? Why? Because
so
he's just tired the whole time.
So,
yeah.
He just says you got a magic picture. He says you get there, it's like, yeah.
And then you're on a plane and
the
you can't sleep.
What
amazing,
are you meant to do? And it does look amazing, but what are you meant to do when you're there?
Right.
Right.
Let's
yeah,
go up those stairs.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
I know, there's 500 stairs.
Mm. Right.
Let's do those stairs.
The Great Wall of China. If you've seen a bit of the wall,
you've seen
you
it all.
You need to see
yeah,
the whole wall.
No appeal whatsoever.
Really?
Great Wall of China. No, it's a wall.
It's a wall, yeah.
And, and do you know what? Like space, it just goes
it
on,
just
like,
carries
on
up,
like that.
There's
yeah,
just more of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's no water park,
but he
is
said
there?
He
yeah,
didn't see anything that blew his mind.
Right.
Right.
And
really?
Yeah, he said, honestly, he says bits of things.
Where was he? Taj Mahal?
He says, you've seen the picture. No, he's seen the Taj Mahal before.
Oh, he's done that.
He did say that is quite impressive.
Because apparently that is impressive.
That's
it's
no,
huge, one,
but for a bit.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But once
yeah,
you've gone, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Little Si, didn't you see the Taj Mahal?
Yeah, I saw it.
And what do you reckon?
No. I thought it was good. I thought
it was good. But how long did it entertain you for?
How long did you spend there?
Mind you, you don't know because he'd have said, probably him and his wife both trying to make out to please the other that they liked it and stuff.
Mm. Now, the most impressive thing I learned there was that that was one of what was supposed to be two. He was going to build another one.
Wait, so what are you impressed by? The one that wasn't there?
Yeah, I was impressed by more than that. Yeah, more impressed by that, yeah.
Well, there was one missing.
There was one missing,
you were
yeah.
impressed that they didn't finish the job?
Yeah. It's quite impressive, actually.
Are they still telling you July?
Yes, exactly right.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Someone here, this is Mike, says, I went to the Grand Canyon. Essentially, it's a big hole in the ground. Mm. As long as you've got a decent imagination, you could just look at potholes around town.
I was quite impressed by the
Grand Canyon. Yes, but a lot of people like it because they go in helicopters and ride through it. But you stood at the edge. Was it great?
Yeah, just stood at the edge. It was great.
And it's a big canyon, isn't it?
It is, to be fair, it's not wrong. Mike, it is just a big hole in the ground.
Mm. Yeah, but some hole, some ground.
Very grand.
Right, very grand. What have you seen, Gaff, there?
Went to Paris on honeymoon, did the sights, Arc de Triomphe, roundabout with a big arch on it. Best bit was watching the carnage as drivers navigated it.
Arc de Triomphe, Christian, yeah. No, but what gets me about the Arc de Triomphe is someone building that.
Yeah.
Like for Austerlitz and all these things. When you lose the war.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's like a lot of victory.
It's like us having a huge, or the Germans having one, you know. I'm just sort of saying, because of things you've won along the way.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, it's like you giving yourself trophies for lots of, without actually winning the premiership in that season.
But
building a trophy to that 1-0 against Arsenal.
Yes.
Yes, it was ultimately a losing season, but we built an arch of what? Because we won some games.
What a day that was, right.
What do you mean? 1-14?
Yeah,
right. What are you seeing there, Gav? Sons.
Rachel from Warrington says, I saw the view from the top of the Empire State Building and said, meh. It's just a lot of aircon units.
I like that. I tell you what was a really impressive view. Mm. I went up the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And that was amazing because you could see the whole of Manhattan and really clearly onto the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Which I gather incidentally is a massive anti-Trump.
Well, if you go to it,
my daughter went to it. You're really anti-Trump. Honestly, she says no. Because when you're in the torch, you can't see it. And it's just you're just a lot lower.
And also, you have to get a boat there and back. And so you're waiting on a boat for ages. So you're there for quite a long time. And once you're there, you're like, now what?
Yeah. Anyway, here's someone who saw the Bayeux Tapestry. What a waste of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a load of old-fashioned sewing, they say.
No, but also enrichment. But also a propaganda film, as you know.
Yes, it is. It's a story, isn't it?
You know, I believe there was no Battle of Hastings. Mm. Completely created.
Right.
They were up north at Stamford Bridge. By the time they came down again, William had landed. He was already done.
Yeah.
That's it. And like Mo Green, you know?
Yeah.
Shot in the eye.
Yeah. Same story.
Too greedy.
Telling
That's
a story there, yeah.
They wanted too much. I saw the Spurs trophy room. Yeah, nice one. What are you seeing there, Gav?
It ain't all that. Tintagel Castle, just some isolated walls in Cornwall.
It's windy. Yeah. Very windy up there.
Nothing in Cornwall's been impressive, except the road out.
Another castle here, Totnes Castle. You walk up a huge steep hill and it's just an empty courtyard. No cannons or nothing.
Nice.
No cannons.
The Sagrada Familia in Barcelona.
Yeah.
I'll be impressed when it's finished. I think they're getting close to finishing it. What's amazing is that Gaudi, who obviously the architect of it, do you know how he died? He was run over by a tram.
He wasn't.
He was.
In Barcelona.
He was run over by a tram. Mm,
planning office were after him, weren't they?
Yeah. What I reckon, exactly right, Gav. What they said, they had to bring it down, mate. No,
make it look like a tram.
No, because he never saw anything finished particularly. But I you can't help thinking, you know, the day after, if you've made really good, I used to love making super big sandcastles. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next day, they always sag, especially if it's been raining. And I reckon that's all his designs are.
Saggy
sandcastles. Yeah, that's what they look like.
Yeah.
it looked like something that's been built as a normal thing. And I think that's his influence.
Right.
Wow.
Is what it looks like the next day.
I love the one underneath it from Nadine. She says, I got off early to attempt yoga to the sunrise on a 2-night boat trip in Halong Bay, Vietnam. As you do. It was all misty and smelt of fry-ups from the boat's cooking breakfast.
Really, really, there's nothing
mystical.
There's nothing less mystical than the scent of a fry-up.
Yeah, right, a fry-up.
Nothing really distracting.
Nothing brings you back to earth.
You can't meditate when there's bacon.
Well, it just reminds you, actually,
you can't
maybe
meditate,
the real world's not that bad.
Right,
you're
right.
Thinking, why am I meditating?
Yeah, why do I need to meditate?
A fry-up and looking at a paper. I went to the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. After about the third marble, meat and two veg, I'd seen enough.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Guys, the macaque's been caught.
Oh,
I know.
So what's happened there? Anyone know what's happened? Because I came into work today. You said they found him.
Apparently, they sighted him and they tranquilized him and got him back into captivity.
What do you mean?
Used a tranq gun kind, I believe.
Oh, no.
I'm not 100% sure on
the
details.
It's called Honshu.
His name's Honshu.
Honshu. And he was spotted in someone's garden eating from the bird feeder again. But this time they managed to get the zoo officials in.
Yeah. How long was he eating for?
Yeah.
He wanted to get caught. It's one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happens with a lot of criminals on the run.
It does.
Secretly, they want to get caught.
They do.
Don't they? Like sometimes there's people in jail, they don't want to come out. So they kick off on their last day. They attack someone for no reason at all.
Oh, we'll see. He'll have a manifesto ready to publish.
Can't take life on the out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So,
he's being checked over and then he'll be returned to his enclosure.
Return of macaque. Oh, man. Imagine if he's strolling into the yard and they play that.
A proper roll on his walk as he walks in. Yeah, fur coat around his shoulders.
They got me in the end, guys.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
That's right, it's me.
Achoo! All right, lads. I got that thing. Don't worry, I got that thing. It's going to take a while to go through my system.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
So what time did they catch it, Gav? What's the details of this?
I'm not sure, since. Does it give a time?
You've
got a timeline there on the
We've really gone with this all week. This has been our lead story on the 4 till 7
thing. It really has, hasn't it?
And it must have been this morning. It must have been, because the news
Gav, at the moment, we don't know. Gav, at the moment, we don't know.
Good point.
It looks like it happened, and the drone was 5 hours ago. Sorry, I'm looking at this here.
Well, there are so many reports, yeah.
What's your news source?
Around lunchtime, it looks like.
Well, he was having lunch, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was lunchtime.
Around 12:30 was the first...
Yeah, that's when they eat.
Lunchtime.
Yeah,
of course.
He was having some lunch.
He had his knees under the table.
So he's a bird feeder. He's going for some nuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Go on. And then...
And then they caught him.
What, they had some marksman with a tranq gun?
Yeah.
There was a call to their hotline just after 10 a.m. There you go. Our keepers and a drone team made their way to a member of the public's garden where the monkey was eating from a bird feeder and successfully used a tranquilizer dart to catch him. The monkey's on his way back to the park with our keepers where he'll be looked over by a vet team and reintroduced to the adult males within the group.
Oh, I hope he doesn't kick off straight away because he smells all different now.
Yeah, right. They might have to...
He might smell of Scotland.
Right.
Enclosed him, they might just get a whiff of
I think
thistle.
They'll have a lot of respect for Honshu because, like I said, he'll have seen some things. They want to know what happened out there.
We just don't know.
I think he's going to be running the wing.
We just don't know what's going to go on.
Yeah.
Do we, Sons? We really don't.
We don't know.
But remember, he left after having a fight.
Yeah.
He had a fight. He was bullied. Mm-hmm. And he's left. Now he's going to have to go back into the enclosure. And he's probably feeling like really... I don't know, he's probably feeling so many different... Well, he's not feeling anything, he's crashed out in a van with a dart in his bum. But as he wakes up, you know, presumably there'll be somewhere where he won't come round in the enclosure. Presumably there'll be some kind of interim...
Some halfway arrangement, yeah.
Like an airlock.
Because with tranquilizers, there's no perception of time passing. You just wake, you just think it's been 10 seconds.
It will
be odd for him because 1 minute he's having lunch.
1 minute
he's on the ward.
Scottish suburban thing.
Do you think now he's had a taste of freedom, he's going to just keep trying to get out?
It'd be difficult to get
Yeah, he
that.
Could be like sort of Steve McQueen.
Yeah, right.
Great Escape, like the Cooler King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying different ways.
I feel really, honestly, it's a terrible thing, but anything like captive, I kind of feel for. Just hope he's all right. Let's watch that space anyway. And if you're listening in the wherever he's come from, that please don't pick. I'd be nice to him.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you'd like to get in touch, just email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you. Radio
X. With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.